Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nandor Forgash is at St. Benedict's, concerned parishioner there. St. Benedict's has been working to fight against closure. Nandor, thanks for joining us once again here on WBEN. Can you kind of go back in time a little bit? When St. Benedict's was first on that list, what was the reaction you had, and what was the reaction from fellow parishioners?
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for having me. You know, when we initially heard that St. Ben's was on the list of closures, we were all shocked. No one was expecting this, because we know we, as parishioners, are all aware of the great standing that our church was in from a financial perspective, and even how vibrant our community is, and also just the great energy that we were having in our school that was translating over into the church itself. So it did come as a great shock for all of us.
And so it seems like immediately you decided to organize and try to fight this. Where does that stand now?
So we did decide to fight it. So essentially right now, there's obviously a lot of us parishioners that are speaking our minds and our opinions about how we feel about how this was handled. But a majority of the work in going back to the diocese and responding to their recommendations has happened through our family of churches, which has been led by our two trustees that represent St. Benedict's.
When you're thinking about this plan and, you know, creating what it might look like, are there things that need to be included in it? You know, how do you go about convincing the diocese that you have a better option than what they presented?
Right. We just have to show them the data that we have, and we know everything that we're doing as a church, from different youth ministries, outreach programs, things like that, and highlighting what we're doing to not only maintain and keep a vibrant community, but also grow it and reach out to people that may have, you know, left the faith and try to bring them back in.
While you're doing this, Nandor, what is communication like with the diocese? Are they helpful? Do they answer your questions?
They have been very communicative with our trustees. I feel like they've had good communication. I believe a lot of the frustration came at the beginning, just based on the information that was given versus the information that we had. It seemed like we weren't on the same page. Since then, when our trustees have asked for meetings, it seems to have been the opportunity was given to sit down and talk with downtown and better understand what was happening and what was going on, and to get on the same page. So I believe throughout the process, the communication with our trustees has improved a lot. I think as parishioners, we're still feeling like we're a little bit left in the dark and still feeling the effects of being blindsided from when the parish closure was announced.
Is there a sense of optimism or hope, or is there kind of this feeling that, hey, the mind is made up and we can make a case, but it's unlikely to happen?
You know, that's a great question. The realist not necessarily the realist, but sort of looking at the information that our trustees have put together and knowing what we know about our church and everything like that, we feel very confident that we should stay open because, you know, we not only do we have a vibrant community, but we have somewhere between 425 and 450 kids signed up at St. Benedict School. And so, you know, the energy and the continued growth of our community that's happening is just, it's undeniable. And so with everything that we're doing, we feel like we have a good case. And at the end of the day, it really comes down to how downtown will listen to us, if they will listen with open ears and open eyes, or if they, you know, are just going through the motions and this is, well, we already made up our minds and this is how it's going to go. Like anything else, there's always, you know, other forces at play.
We're talking live with Nandor Forgash, who is a concerned parishioner with St. Benedict's in Eggertsville. You know, are you talking with other parishes who are really trying to do the same thing, preserve their own parish?
As parishioners, we've had some conversations here and there with people that we know that are other parishes, but I think with the amount of work that's going into this, each family has been talking within itself. So within the family, there's been a lot of conversations going on with the six parishes that are there because the recommendation has to be put forward. But they're, you know, each family has to do its own thing with how it sees, how it considers what's the right thing to do in response to these closure recommendations.
Has there been any indication that, hey, all right, if we keep this parish open, another one has to close? Like, it has to be a one-for-one deal? Is there wiggle room for keeping more parishes going than originally the plan would call for?
It seems that way, that it has to be, if you want to keep one open, another one has to go. Unfortunately, this entire process has been, in my mind, very unchristian-like. It's pitting one church against another. It almost feels like the movie Hunger Games, where someone has to go regardless. But really, you know, you look at the numbers initially when these closures came out, they said only 30%, they were going to close about somewhere around 30%. The recommendations came out and the numbers more at 50%. Now, is the number at 50% because they wanted to allow wiggle room, or is it at 50% because they changed their minds from the 30% and decided that they needed to close 50%? So there are a lot of questions out there regarding what the diocese is thinking and really what the final end game looks like.
This process, you're saying, kind of reminds you of the Hunger Games. You have to present a proposal by Monday. Are you ready for that?
Yes, we are. Our trustees and our family have done a great job in putting together a proposal that represents the best for our family of parishes. Unfortunately, with the direction that the Catholic faith has been going over the years, a resizing of the church is necessary. But at the same time, I believe closing a parish like St. Benedict's or even St. Mark's in North Buffalo, where you have great parish communities and great school energy that's going on, it's a shame because these are kind of the foundational blocks that you should be rebuilding the faith in Western New York. Because if you're not starting with the youth, then really, what do you have?
Hey, you know, I'm wondering, since the announcement was made, what's been the kind of mood, the vibe in church on Sundays in the parish? Has it been, you know, a little somber, or has it maybe rejuvenated the parish a little bit and you might see more people there than there have been in the past?
I think it's rejuvenated the parish. I wouldn't say we've seen some uptick, I would say, in our numbers. We've always had fairly good, all things considered, fairly good attendance at church in this day and age. But I think what you've seen really is the community come closer together with this fight, and people who maybe were just, you know, there for Sunday Mass and came to certain events are now becoming more vocal. So you're seeing a lot of people just come together more as a community and stand together and be more vocal about how they feel about our parish community and also just the faith itself.
Well, Nandor, thank you for joining us this morning. Best of luck to you as this process goes forward.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Nandor Forgash with St. Benedict's Church in Eggertsville.
It's 7:30.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.